For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, back here on The Morning Show, presented by St. Mary's Healthcare System. We are jumping right back to the phones, and thanks to Barrett Salee from CBS Sports and SXM College for joining us. Well, I'm hearing some weird stuff in the headphones here. Barrett, can you hear us okay?
I hear you fine. How are you?
Oh, okay, we'll go. We'll roll with that. So, anyway... did you get delayed because of the Hugh Freeze Liberty stuff? Is that what happened?
yes. Yeah, I had to post a story about Hugh Freeze becoming or being offered and eventually today accepting the head coaching position at Liberty. So sorry about that.
No, that's fine. It's interesting. I mean, the irony, but they've hired him is, I mean, I can't be lost on anybody, can it?
No, it's probably not lost on folks, but you know, the issue with Hugh, and I thought it was a little unfair that he was being blackballed for multiple years. You know, he messed up, and really the NCAA stuff is not you know what cost him his job, although it led to the Freedom of Information Act request that discovered the phone calls. But
yeah.
I mean, look, it's 2 years. You know, he messed up. He did something that morally is awful, but you know, people change. You know, people deserve second chances. You know, at what point do you keep him away from the sport for something that, unfortunately, for a lot of coaches, it does happen. It just so happens that Freeze was the one who got popped for it. So you know, it's a good hire for Liberty, second year in FBS, and they got a coach who has a proven track record of football success. Because, you know, when it comes to Ole Miss, everyone sort of focuses on the cheating stuff, but it's not like they had a roster that was more talented than Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, LSU, Texas A&M. They had some good players, but they were nowhere close from a talent perspective to the big boys, and yet Freeze, you know, got them to back-to-back New Year's Six bowl games.
Talking with Barrett Salee, as we were mentioning just a moment ago, that the former Ole Miss head coach Hugh Freeze is now the new head coach at Liberty. All right, let's talk a little bit about the playoff. I know a lot of the Georgia fans were, I guess, a little bit disappointed, but I think there was the rationale of, okay, there were two losses. The Alabama game got away. The Hurts leads them back to the victory there in the championship on Saturday. What is your take on where you thought Georgia should have ended up in the postseason?
I thought they should be right where they are.
Yeah.
Because results matter, and the fact of the matter is Georgia has a 20-point loss on its resume to a pretty decent team, but you know, it's 20 points, and really Georgia's best game was a loss. And so how can you justify putting them in over Oklahoma that beat every team on its schedule? Now, it took two tries to beat Texas, but it did it, and that's a big win. West Virginia is a win that is impressive. So, you know, they have the record's better. The resume, I'd say, is comparable. Oklahoma deserves it. If Georgia has a problem with it, you know, don't lose one of those games, and there's not an issue. So, yeah, I mean, I think they got it right, and you know, Georgia has really nobody else but themselves to blame for it. But I think the bigger picture is that I think it's clear that Georgia, at the end of the season, was one of the four best teams. That's not the committee's charge. Their charge is to, you know, view the entire season for what it is. But for Georgia, that's a lot of momentum moving forward, because now I think it's abundantly clear that Georgia's here to stay. They're going to be in the national picture every single year. And at some point, probably going to win a national championship.
Barrett, there's a really bad term in college football. It's called a moral victory. A lot of folks will point at other programs and make fun of them for claiming one. But after what happened and the way Georgia did go toe-to-toe with Alabama, Do you see, as like spring rolls into summer and we start thinking about next year, will the conversation of this SEC championship game sort of lean toward a moral victory for Georgia, something they can look at and kind of use as an argument as, hey, look, we can go toe-to-toe with Bama. This is going to be a good thing going forward.
Yeah, without a doubt. My colleague Dennis Dodd even said last week before the SEC championship game that, you know, this is, it's the beginning of a 10-year war between two programs that are heavyweights. And so, yeah, they can use that as a moral victory. Certainly, you know, I think recruits will look at that and understand the future of the Georgia program is incredibly bright. And so, yeah, moral victory for sure. And I think between those two teams, the start of something really cool because, you know, Alabama's going to recruit, but Nick Saban even said it when Kirby got that job, that Georgia's a sleeping giant, and if the right guy ever got that position, Georgia can do things that I don't know if any other school can do because of its recruiting base and its dedication to football. So, yeah, I mean, it's moral victory for sure, but I'd say moving forward, more of the foundation of what's to come.
Barrett, we had you on this show just a couple days after last year's national championship. I was with Sam at the time, and you told us, or we asked you point blank, we said, will Georgia win a national championship within the next 5 years? Now one of those years is removed, so it's only four. You said at the time, absolutely. Do you still stand by that in the next 4 years Georgia can do this, or will Nick Saban be another four-year roadblock, and we're looking at a longer period of time?
Yeah, they will. They will win a national championship within 4 years. I mean, the thing about it is, look, I mean, Georgia, I think last year was the recipient of bad luck more than anything else. They won the SEC, but the landscape of college football shifted in a way that allowed Alabama to get in, which was not really typical. And if that hadn't happened, then Georgia would have won it last year in my mind. So, yeah, I mean, Georgia's going to be in that mix, I think, every single year. Now, it takes a lot of luck. You know, to win any national championship. But it's already proven that it can be the best team in the SEC, even with Alabama and Nick Saban doing what they're doing. So, yeah, I mean, without a doubt, I think at some point Georgia is going to keep doing what it's doing on the football field, but also, you know, find the luck it needs to win a national championship. And I said this before Kirby even got there. I mean, Georgia just has been the recipient of some really bad luck on the national stage. You know, had a tipped pass not fallen right into Chris Conley's lap at the end of the 2012 SEC championship game, Georgia would have won a national championship. It's one tipped pass. That's it. So, you know, that's unfortunate for Georgia. Alabama seems to get all the luck. But at some point, yeah, they're going to get it in the next 4 years.
Do you feel like the tech coaching hire, and I'm staying in the state here, but they're going to switch out of that offense and they're going to go to something else? And does that, you know, not on the national level, but how it affects the recruiting grounds here in the state of Georgia? Because I know you know, you live here, you're over there close to it. But what do you think they're going to end up trying to do?
They're going to move more towards, you know, a modern offense. Jeff Collins is a really good coach. So, yeah, I mean, I think it might take some time just because, you know, I don't really know in the modern age of football has anyone ever successfully changed from triple option to something else in the course of one season. Probably not. So it's going to take a little time. But, yeah, Jeff's a really good coach. And for him, you know, he's got roots down here. He coached at Mississippi State. He coached at Florida. You know, he's a relentless recruiter, and he knows all these people down here. And he's going to hire a staff of excellent recruiters, too. So, Georgia Tech, I'm not going to say that they're going to rival Georgia. But in that division, with Jeff Collins, they're going to win a lot of football games and a lot of division titles. Because from a recruiting perspective, I think make Georgia Tech at least relevant in the SEC footprint. Because now they can tout ACC, you know, they can tout division that's easy, and they can tout education that is, you know, probably the best in this region outside of Vanderbilt. So, yeah, I mean, that's Georgia fans should look at Georgia Tech and not be scared, but recognize that it ain't going to be as easy as it used to be.
Barrett, what do you think? I mean, eventually there's going to be more than four teams in the playoff. Would you agree with that? Eventually. No?
No, I don't agree with that.
You think it's always going to stay four?
I think as long as the current, like, sort of structure exists, and the conferences are what they are, it's going to stay at four for a while.
And I agree with you. I mean, I'm thinking like it's not going to change in at least the next 5 years, but at some point something's going to be different. But I know you say you don't think it's going to change. Are you someone that thinks it should stay at four?
No, not at all.
No, you think it should be expanded?
Oh no. No, I think it should stay at four. I think there's no reason to expand it. You have basically the perfect structure right now because you limit access even to Power Five conferences. And if you expand it, the only way it gets expanded is if automatic bids for conference champions are included. So that's access. That's not excellence. You're granting access at that point. Does Northwestern deserve a spot in the playoff if they had beaten Ohio State, which they almost did? Of course not. Does Pitt, does Washington? Washington, you know, won the Pac-12. Are they a national championship caliber team throughout the course of the season? No, they're not. So, if it expanded, it would include, automatic bids for conference champions and, leave a couple of at-large spots for teams that don't win their conference. But that's not the point. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to, find out who the true champion is, and that doesn't get decided because of, a hot month or an upset in a conference championship game. It gets decided over the course of the full college football season that, in my mind anyway, is the best 3 months in sports.
Barrett, looking at this year's field, Alabama, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Clemson, are you willing to give us your picks for the first game and sort of how they'll go down? Does Oklahoma have a chance against Bama, and does Notre Dame have a chance against Clemson?
Notre Dame doesn't have a chance against Clemson. Oklahoma's got a chance against Alabama just because, Kyler Murray is Kyler Murray. I mean, we saw Tua yesterday at the awards. He's got the foot issue. I asked Nick Saban if he'll be fine, and he seems to think he will. But it is a similar situation to what Jalen Hurts had with his ankle, and that limited him for about 4 weeks. And the playoffs, the semifinals are only in 3 weeks. So, Alabama really by beating Georgia played itself into a worse matchup. I don't think they will lose to Oklahoma, but with Kyler Murray and with the question surrounding Alabama and the fact that you look at what Georgia did defensively. I don't know if Oklahoma can replicate that, but Oklahoma now knows how to do it, and that's certainly more than you could say this time last week. So, they got a chance for sure.
Barrett, good stuff. Logan, do you have any, you were going to throw one thing in?
Just one more question. I know we here in Athens are ready to bury the hatchet on this 2018 SEC championship game, but let me ask you from an outsider's point of view, how long will this fake punt call hang over the head of Kirby Smart? Does he have to now win a national championship before the pundits will stop talking about that?
Yeah, I think so. It's one of those things where, he tried to have his YOLO moment. He tried to have the Nick Saban onside kick from 2016, the Chris Peterson, hook and ladder, the Jimbo Fisher fake punt against Auburn in the title game. He tried to force that rather than let it come naturally to him. And until he, makes the right call and has that moment and doesn't force it and they win a national championship, that's going to be part of his legacy.
Good stuff as always, Barrett. We do appreciate it. I know you got to get back to Hugh Freeze, so we'll let you jump back on the Hugh Freeze train there. But we always enjoy having you on. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Barrett.
Right.